Senator Van Hollen pleads, stop talking about Abrega Garcia's crime links. By Neil Monroe on April 20, 2025. President Donald Trump's deputies should stop talking about the apparent criminal record of the deported Salvadoran illegal migrant, says Senator Chris Van Hollen, DMD. Don't put everything out on social media about deported migrant Kilmar Abrega Garcia, Van Hollen told ABC's This Week show on April 20. The issue should be decided by judges, he said, adding. The Trump administration is trying to change the Democrats' narrative. They're trying to distract attention. Here's where they should put their facts, they should put it before the court. They should put up or shut up in court, under Judge Zinis, who's the district court judge in this case. Zinis was nominated to the court in 2015 by President Barack Obama. She has authority in any courtroom dispute over legal rights, but not in public debates about the harm of illegal migration. They are trying to litigate on social media what they should be doing in the courts, Van Hollen complained to CNN. Van Hollen's demand makes political sense for him and other Democrats largely because many polls show that American citizens strongly support the rapid deportation of criminal migrants. Abrego Garcia was ordered deported in 2019. Trump's deputies are also showcasing the evidence that Abrego Garcia subsequently allegedly beat his wife, served as a street hustler in Maryland for the MS-13 gang, and helped smuggle more illegal migrants into the jobs and housing needed by Van Hollen's constituents. I'm not going to get into the details, Van Hollen told CNN as he was asked if Abrego Garcia is a member of the MS-13 gang. I didn't ask him that. In contrast, Van Hollen and his fellow Democrats are trying to slow the lawful deportation of millions of illegal migrants. That huge population steers income and wealth away from ordinary Americans and towards Van Hollen's political allies. Despite Van Hollen's protestations, Trump's deputies say they are already following the law as they begin deporting millions of illegal migrants.